The number of positive COVID-19 cases remains high but has decreased. Numbers of COVID cases in hospital are also stable or dropping. Speaking on the This Week programme yesterday, Tánaiste Éilí Ó Bhradh said an easing of restrictions from next month will happen on a phased basis and they would not be lifted at a risky or reckless pace. NPHET is due to meet on Thursday. We'll hear from Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology at Maynooth University, shortly. But businesses whose opening hours have been curtailed are anxious to return to normal trading. Mark Anderson is director of the Omniplex Cinemas, which have 19 cinemas in the Republic of Ireland and 15 in Northern Ireland.
Cinemas have been restricted from trading. There's been an APM lockdown since the 20th of December. Cinemas traded reasonably well over the Christmas period, probably trading at about 55%, 60% of what our normal business pre-COVID. It was manageable also at 50% reduced capacity, which was introduced on the 6th of December. So both of those are pretty harsh, draconian restrictions to have introduced. And cinema, by and large, stood up and worked with the government in terms of the threat Omicron posed. However, that threat never materialized into hospitalizations and ICU. And now is the time to lift those restrictions, particularly considering since the schools reopened, cinema business has dropped by 90%. During the weekdays, nobody goes to the cinema before 8 o'clock. So really, all of your business from Monday to Friday was post 8 p.m. So now the only business we're relying on during the week is Saturday and Sunday matinees. And it's impossible to operate a business under those restrictions.
Mark Anderson there, Director of Omniplex Cinemas. Professor Paul Moyna, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
Yesterday, 10,754 positive PCRs, the most recent antigen positives at 4,200. Is it clear now that the Omicron wave has peaked?
It looks, Mary, like it has peaked. It's difficult to be completely sure because if we look at our testing over the last couple of weeks, we've really saturated that testing and the percentage positivity has been very high. But as we look at the numbers over the last number of days, certainly it seems to have peaked and numbers are decreasing now at this stage.
And if it has peaked, what will the decrease or what will the decline be like? Do you expect it to be swift?
I think it will be, Mary. Yeah, if you tend to look at these waves, they tend to be symmetrical. We don't really understand why, but they tend to be symmetrical. So with the Omicron, the incline was very, very steep. So I probably expect the decline to be something similar and reflect that steep incline. So we saw that in South Africa and in other countries. So in South Africa, we saw this short, sharp peak. And we'll probably see something similar here in Ireland.
So if that is the case, is it time to start now the gradual lifting of restrictions?
I think it probably is, Mary, yeah. And I think Omicron has probably changed our consideration. So the key feature associated with Omicron, one of the key features is how transmissible it is. CMO mentioned last week, we probably had 500,000 cases in the last week or infections in the last week. And over the last 8 weeks, we had over 500,000 confirmed cases. Now, most people would accept that that's a multiple of the actual number of cases. So with Omicron, it's really very difficult to control its transmission, even with existing restrictions. So the restrictions have been, I think, relatively ineffective. One of the good things is that, first of all, it's a milder variant relative to some of the other variants. And also the fact that it's not translating into anything resembling the rate of hospitalizations in ICUs from previous waves. And the reason for that is because of first of all, the Omicron is slightly milder, but more importantly, because of the wall of immunity we've built up. We've built up in terms of from the vaccination, but also in terms of even over the last couple of weeks with these high numbers of infections from Omicron, that's also going to add to our immunity. And that is what is protecting us from very serious illness and hospitalizations.
So given that protection you're talking about with that high level of immunity and you're saying the restrictions because of the speed of transmissibility of Omicron, that the restrictions were largely ineffective. Where do we start with the lifting? Do we do it gradually or do we decide it's time for pubs and restaurants to go back to full opening hours? It's time for cinemas like Mark Anderson's group and others and theatres to return to later openings and so on?
I think because of the lag between infections and then hospitalizations, serious illness, probably would make sense to leave it for a week or so, so that we see the impact of those peak levels of infection. But from that point, I think we need to begin to look at the very least, yeah, phased lifting of the restrictions, because at this stage, and many would accept that throughout our lifetimes, we're all probably going to encounter this virus. So many of the restrictions at best, what they will do is delay that exposure to the virus. So I think the focus will now move from focusing on transmission to more focusing on outcomes. And the good news there is that vaccines, as I've said, has helped enormously in terms of dealing with outcomes, but also the arrival of antivirals and the imminent arrival of antivirals will also help in terms of improving outcomes. So I think the time has probably come now to begin to look at lifting of those restrictions and return to some form of normality.
And how far would you go with the lifting of restrictions? Would you return to an as-you-were situation, a lifting of all restrictions?
I think eventually that'll be the case. Now, individuals may make individual choices then later on with respect to masking. But I would expect that during this year, we'll get back to some degree, well, close to what we had prior to 2020. And again, it probably makes sense for that to be done on a phased basis to avoid any burden or very heavy burden on our health system. So I think that will happen over time. But I would expect, especially in terms of the protective effect that we're seeing with the vaccines, there's been a lot of discussion in terms of vaccines not protecting against infection. Very difficult for vaccines against the respiratory virus to achieve that and to achieve sterilizing immunity. But importantly, it's giving us protection. And I think with Omicron, we're looking at a situation where we're transitioning into one where most infections are mild infections. And if most of those infections are mild, I think that gives us hope. And then in terms of beginning to return to normality.
I hate to throw a downer into what is a largely positive conversation, but, you know, going on the evidence we have so far and how COVID is behaving and will behave, should we be fearful of a new variant?
So I think in terms of, you look at the variants that has arisen, how this has evolved over time, that process is a random one. So these variants arrive through a process called mutations, and mutations arise. Mutations are completely random. Many of the mutations are actually damaging to the virus. We never see those mutants arising because they can no longer infect our cells and replicate. In terms of Omicron, the reason why it has become dominant is because those mutations have given it an advantage in terms of being able to infect cells and replicate. But it's less virulent, it causes less severe disease. Now, whether other variants arise which are more or less virulent, again, that's quite a random process. But from the virus point of view, the virus really, the intention is to get in, replicate, and then be transmitted onto other individuals. What it causes downstream in terms of illness, again, that's quite a random process. But I still come back to the point with respect to the wall of immunity that we've built up, that will give us protection that even if we are infected, that immunity will kick in, will get rid of the virus, and in most cases eliminate the virus before it gets a chance to cause serious illness. And I think that is our hope.
Professor Paul Minor, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you. 24 minutes past 8.